This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House investigators have released a transcript of a State Department official who testified privately last week that he heard U.S. President Donald Trump asking about Ukraine undertaking investigations sought by Mr. Trump.
The statement from David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, is about a two-minute cell phone conversation from a restaurant in Ukraine in July, in which Holmes says he could hear President Trump's voice he was speaking so loudly. He says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland phoned the president, and he heard Trump asking, quote, "So he's going to do the investigation?" He testifies that Ambassador Sondland replied, "He's going to do it," adding, "President Zelensky will do anything you ask him to." Holmes says he never saw anything like this before, which is why he remembers the conversation so vividly. Holmes is scheduled to testify publicly Thursday. President Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A congressional report warns more needs to be done against Chinese economic and industrial espionage on college campuses. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has released a report saying the U.S. government isn't doing enough to stop China from stealing intellectual property from American universities. Further, the report criticizes the absence of a comprehensive strategy for dealing with the threat. According to the report, billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded research have contributed to China's global rise over the last 20 years. The report also criticizes universities for not doing enough to identify foreign funding sources and conflicts of interest among scientists on their campuses. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mixed reaction from North Korea Monday as it announced that it views a U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea as positive. But North Korea on Monday said that the U.S. has made another political provocation by supporting a resolution criticizing the North's human rights record. This is VOA News. The United States is expressing grave concern at the deepening political unrest and violence in Hong Kong as the confrontation between police and protesters escalates in recent days. Pompeo's remarks amid the dramatic escalation and unrest. Senior U.S. officials have repeatedly called on the Chinese government to honor its promises to the Hong Kong people who want the freedoms and liberties that they had been promised in the Sino-British Joint Declaration, a UN-registered treaty. Meanwhile, Reuters' Eve Johnson gives us a perspective of at least one Hong Konger who has been impacted by the violence and now trying to mitigate the damage.
A black hard hat weaves among protesters and pedestrians on the streets of Hong Kong. 28-year-old Alan Kung is a volunteer medic. He's got a bottle of saline, relief for those caught up in clouds of tear gas. But he's also on another mission, to bring God's love to the people. Kung is the pastor of a small church. He's witnessed 5 months of demonstrations in Hong Kong, thousands of people turning out week after week, protesting what they see as Beijing's meddling in Hong Kong's freedoms and police brutality. But Kung says he isn't content just standing behind the pulpit. He's one of an army of citizens who are joining the fray in their own way.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. The Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that move on Monday.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Pompeo said that Monday's reversal does not mean the United States is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that the question is part of a final peace deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed that announcement. Authorities in Iran blocked internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests in which at least 8 people have been killed since the unrest began on Friday. In a Monday interview with VOA Persian, the director of the London-based internet observatory NetBlocks said the web access in the Islamic Republic remained severely disrupted after Iran blocked it late Saturday local time. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.